Welcome back, students. So to the last module of straight lines, that is module 3 of straight lines. Once again, I am Sherlin, PGT Mathematics from ACS Kudankulam. In this module, we will study about the general form of a straight line and how can we convert a general equation of a straight line, general form, to various different forms like a slope point, slope intercept, intercept form, etc. Then how to find the distance of a point from a given line. Then we will see what is the distance between, or how to find the distance between two parallel lines, and then some example problems, then as usual problem for practice. So children, we know that the general equation of first degree in two variables will be always of the form ax plus by plus c equal to 0, where a, b, c are constants and x and y are the two variables. Also, if you draw the graph of the above equation, it will always represent a straight line. So hence, we can assume, or we can confirm, that general equation of a straight line will be always of the form ax plus by plus c equal to 0. So any of the equations which you studied in the above module, it will be of this type only: some coefficient of x, some x term plus some y term plus some constant term is equal to 0. Now how can we reduce a given general equation ax plus by plus c into some different forms? Let us see now. First one, slope intercept form. Suppose the equation is ax plus by plus c is equal to 0, b is not equal to 0, then the above equation we can write by is equal to minus ax minus c. So y is equal to minus a by b into x plus minus c by b. So this looks like the form y equal to m into x plus c, where m is nothing but minus a by b, or minus coefficient of x divided by coefficient of y, and c, that is the y-intercept c, that is equal to the constant term minus c by b, that is minus the constant term divided by coefficient of y. This will be very much helpful for a general equation is given how to find the slope of the general equation and how to find the y-intercept of the general equation. That is, slope of a general equation is always minus x coefficient divided by y coefficient, and the constant term will be minus constant term divided by coefficient of y. Okay, so now how to convert it into intercept form? So that is, suppose you take c is not equal to 0, then you take in the general equation ax plus by plus c equal to 0, c you take the other side, it will become minus c, divide by c, it will become ax by c plus by by c minus c, of course, equal to 1. Then a also you take down, it will become x by minus c by a plus y by minus c by b is equal to 1. This looks like the form x by a plus y by b is equal to 1. Here the x intercept a will be minus c by a, and y intercept b will be minus c by b. Then let us go to normal form. Normal form means the last form which you studied in module 2, that is, the distance from the origin to the line is given and the perpendicular which makes an angle omega, then the equation is x cos omega plus y cos omega, y sin omega, x cos omega plus y sin omega is equal to p. This is the normal form of the line represented by the general line ax plus by plus c is equal to 0. Let us write this one as ax plus by is equal to minus c. Now since equations number 1 and 2 are the same line, their coefficients will be always proportional. We know that two lines are same means their coefficients will be always proportional. Suppose you take x plus 2y equal to 4. You multiply by 2, 2x plus 2y is equal to 8. So that means both are same equations only. So that means if they are same, their coefficients will be always in proportion. The same way here, coefficients of x in second line is a, there it is cos omega, which is equal to coefficient of y in second line is b, by that coefficient of y in the first equation is sin omega, equal to here minus c divided by p. Okay, so from this we will be getting cos omega, first and last if you are equating, cos omega equal to minus ap divided by c, and sin omega equal to minus bp by c. So now squaring and adding 192, that is there 2, you will be getting sin square omega plus cos square omega is equal to a square a minus ap by c the whole square plus minus bp by c the whole square. That is 1 is equal to p square into, you take it out, you will be getting a square plus b square by c square. From there you will be getting p square is equal to c square by a square plus b square, or p is equal to plus or minus c by root over a square plus b square. That is, we can find out the constant, that is distance. If the general line is there, we can find out the distance from the origin to the plane is equal to plus or minus the constant term divided by root over a square plus b square. Now already cos omega is equal to, you know, that minus a p by c, substituting this p value there, we will be getting it is equal to plus or minus a by root of a square plus b square. In the same way, sin omega equal to plus or minus p by root of a square plus b square. So therefore, the normal form of the general equation ax plus by plus c equal to 0 will become x cos omega plus y sin omega equal to p, where cos omega, sin omega and p we can find by the above method. Now the next one is how to find the distance of a point from a given line. Consider a line L equal to ax plus by plus c equal to 0. See the line, a diagram. Let a point is P of x1, y1. You draw a perpendicular, that is PM, from the point to the line. Let the line intersect the x-axis and y-axis at the point. You take R and Q. Now Q is the x-intercept, that is equal to minus c by a comma 0. And R is the y-intercept, that is 0 comma minus c by b. Now area of the triangle, this triangle formula is half into base into height. So half into area of the triangle PQR, half into base, that is QR, into height is equal to PM. So height we have taken is equal to D, that is the distance, that is half into D into QR. From that one, D is equal to 2 into area of triangle PQR is equal to D into QR. So D is equal to 2 into area of the triangle PQR divided by QR. Now we can find out the QR. Q is known, R is known. By using distance formula, you can find out the distance between Q and R, that is equal to root of 0 plus C by A the whole square plus C by B minus 0 the whole square. That is C square by A square plus C square by B square. You take LCM, A square, B square, you take LCM, it will become C by AB into root over A square plus B square, you will be getting it. That is equation number 2. Substituting the value of QR, we can just keep C by AB, you keep that one as equation number 2. In triangle, area of the triangle, by using all the three vertices now we are knowing, one vertex is P of x1, y1, other one is that x-intercept and y-intercept Q and R. Now by using that area of the triangle formula, that we will be getting is equal to half into C by AB into modulus of AX1 plus BY1 plus C. So therefore, that half of 2, if you take this side, 2 into area of the triangle PQR is equal to C by AB into modulus of AX1 plus BY1 plus C. Now equation number 2, we are getting QR. Equation number 3, we are getting 2 into area of the triangle. So therefore, this 2 and 3 substitute in equation number 1, D. So we will be getting that D is equal to 2 times area of the triangle PQR by QR, that is C by AB into modulus of AX1 plus BY1 plus C by C by AB into root of A square plus B square. The C by AB, both the sides cancel. You will be getting modulus of AX1 plus BY1 plus C divided by root over A square plus B square. That is, one point x1, y1 to any line, first you replace the point, the line x1, x and y, the variables as the point, and that modulus value take it divided by square root of the coefficient of x square plus coefficient of y square. So that will give the distance from your point to the line. This you have to remember, d is equal to modulus of ax1 plus by1 plus c divided by root over a square plus b square. Now suppose the point is the origin, that means 0, 0. That time the distance will become, put x equal to 0, x1 equal to 0 and y1 equal to 0, then automatically it will become modulus of c by root over a square plus b square. That is, the origin to any line is equal to distance, it is equal to constant term divided by root over a square plus b square. Even this we have seen in the previous one, that is the normal form, that also we have seen that one, that is distance from the origin to that one. Now distance between two parallel lines. So distance between two parallel lines, normally we know that two lines are parallel, then their slopes will be always equal. So that means slopes are equal means the line will be differing only in the constant time, only will be different, other terms will be same. Then only coefficient of x and coefficient of y are same, then only the slopes will be equal. Then constant time only it will be differ. Therefore here ax plus by plus c1 equal to 0, ax plus by plus c2 equal to 0. Here two different constants, constant time is different, other two terms are same, are the parallel lines. Then distance between these two parallel lines equal to, we can think of distance from the origin to the first line, you take c1, minus distance from the origin to the second line, that is c2. Second line you take it. So first one will be actually c1, constant term divided by root of a square plus b square. Second line will be c2 divided by modulus of c2 by root of a square plus b square. So the distance equal to, we'll be getting modulus of c1 minus c2 divided by root over a square plus b square. Now let us see some example problems. So example 1, find the distance between two parallel lines. Here the lines are 3x minus 4y plus 7 equal to 0, 3x minus 4y plus 5 equal to 0. Here you can see that both the lines are parallel because only constant term are different, other coefficients are same, x coefficient and y coefficients are same. So here a equal to 3, b is equal to minus 4, c1 is equal to 7, c2 equal to 5. Use the distance formula, c1 modulus of c1 minus c2 by root of a square plus b square, we will be getting 2 by 5. Then let us go to the example 2. Find the equation of the line perpendicular to the line x minus 2y plus 3 equal to 0 and passing through the point this one. Given line is x minus 2y plus 3 is equal to 0. So slope of the line we can find out minus coefficient of x divided by coefficient of y, will be getting minus coefficient of x 1 divided by minus 2, will be getting 1 by 2. So slope of the given line is there, so slope of the equation required line is perpendicular to this one, therefore that slope will become minus 1 by slope of this one, it will become minus 2. So now already one point is there passing through the point 1 comma 2, so slope point form y minus y1 equal to m into x minus x1. So you will be getting simplification 2x plus y equal to 0, that is the required line. Then let us go to another example. Find the distance of the line 4x minus y equal to 0 from the point 4 comma 1 measured along the line which is making an angle 135 degree with the positive direction of x-axis. This question you should be very careful, that is, it is not the distance from one point to another line. So distance from one point to another line, that is 4x minus y is equal to 0, but it should be measured along another line, distance along the other line, new line, but new line is passing through the point 4 comma 1 and that makes an angle 135 degree with x-axis. So therefore we can find out the equation of the new line. So that is, then y minus y1 is equal to, since it makes an angle 135 degree, slope is equal to tan 135 into x minus x1. So y minus 1 is equal to tan of 135 degree is equal to minus 1. So we know that tan 135, 180 minus tan of 180 minus 45, but it is in second quadrant, tan negative, so minus tan 45, so minus 1 into x minus 4. By simplification you will be getting that x plus y minus 5 is equal to 0. Now, so the second line we got it, already the line 4x minus y equal to 0, that line also we have drawn in the diagram. Then solving the two lines, we will be getting the point of intersection, that is Q. That Q of 1 is the point of intersection. Solving the two lines, you will be getting that the point Q is equal to 1 comma 4. Now the given point is 4 comma 1. Now we can find out distance between P and Q. That is, using distance formula we can find out that will be 1 minus 4 the whole square plus 4 minus 1 the whole square, root of 9 plus 1 is equal to 3 root 2. Then question number 4, example 4, you see. Find the value of K so that the line may be parallel to another line, it is perpendicular to another line. They use the condition, if the lines are parallel, their slopes are equal, perpendicular, their slopes are, product of the slope is equal to minus 1. That condition only we are using. So given line is, first line is 2x plus ky minus 9 equal to 0. You find out what is the slope of this line. Minus coefficient of x divided by coefficient of, so minus 2 by k. The given line, another line is your first one. The slope of the line m is equal to that line, same method. Minus of 3 by minus 4, you will be getting 3 by 4. Since the two lines are parallel, their slopes will be equal. By that one, you will be getting what is the value of k. So, minus 2 by k is equal to 3 by 4. From that, k is equal to minus 8 by 3. Now, slope of the other line, it is equal to m1 equal to minus coefficient of x divided by coefficient of y. That is equal to, you will be getting it is equal to 3 by 2. But since the line is perpendicular to this one, the slope perpendicular to the line is equal to, we will be getting m1, that is equal to minus 2 by 3. So that is slope is equal to 3 by 2, it is equal to minus 2 by 3. Now since the given line and this line are perpendicular, so therefore the product of the slope is equal to minus 1. So from that you will be getting minus 2 by k into minus 2 by 3 is equal to 1. So cross multiplying 4 by 3k is equal to minus 1. So k equal to minus 4 by 3. Now let us go to the next question. Example 5. P is the length of the perpendicular from the origin to the line x by a plus y by b equal to 1, which makes intercept a and b with the x-axis. Then prove that some condition is there. 1 by b square equal to 1 by a square plus 1 by b square. So given line is the P is the length of the perpendicular from the origin 0, 0 to the given line. But origin to a given line means it is nothing but constant term divided by root of coefficient of x square plus coefficient of y square. So P is equal to constant term, the line 1 is minus 1 modulus of minus 1 root over coefficient of x is 1 by a the whole square plus 1 by b the whole square. So from that one, by simplification you will be getting it is equal to P is equal to 1 by root of 1 by a square plus 1 by b square. So squaring both sides, the square root will be removed. P square is equal to 1 by 1 by a square plus b square. So then you just cross multiply, 1 by b square is equal to 1 by a square plus 1 by b square. Now, next example, 6, a variable line passes through a fixed point P, there is one line passing through a fixed point P, the algebraic sum of the perpendiculars drawn from the point A of 2, 0, B of 0, 2 and C of 1, 1 on this line is 0, find the coordinate of the point P. So, you have to find out what is the point P. That one line which is always passing through the point P, the sum of all the perpendiculars drawn from three points to that line is always equal to 0, then what is the point P we have to find out. So now let the slope of the line, we are not knowing what is the line P, the slope of the line is equal to M and the point is unknown point, you take it is equal to P x1 y1. So the equation of the line is equal to y minus y1 is equal to M into x minus x1. The perpendicular from the point A of 2, 0 to the line 1 is, you substitute the point, so x in the place of x you put to 2, y place you put to 0. So y minus y1, 0 minus y1 minus m into 2 minus x1 by root of 1 plus m square. The same way, perpendicular distance from the point 0, 2 to the line 1 is, put x1 is equal to 0, y1 is equal to 2. So we're getting 2 minus y is equal to, so 2 minus y1 is equal to minus m into x minus 0 minus x1 by root of 1 plus m square. Then similarly the distance from the point 1 comma 1 to the line is, put x is equal to 1 and y is equal to 1 in that equation d3, I am taking the distance equal to d3, 1 minus y1 is minus m into 1 minus x1 by root over 1 plus m square. So according to the problem, sum of all the distances is always equal to 0. So that means I am taking modulus of all the distance, numerator I am adding, denominator is same. So by simplification I am getting minus 3y1 minus 3m minus 3m x1 plus 3 equal to 0. Divide throughout by 3 you will be getting minus y1 minus m plus mx1 plus 1 is equal to 0. Of course if you put x equal to 1, x1 is equal to 1, y1 is equal to 1 in this equation, we will be satisfied. So the point 1 comma 1 is satisfying the equation, that means it lies on the same line. So that means that is the point common in the line. So therefore the required point is equal to 1 comma 1. The point which satisfies the line is 1 1. So now you can practice all the problems from exercise 10.3 as well as the miscellaneous exercise. So both the exercises we can solve after completing all these three modules. Now once again I am giving some example problems for practice. Do exercise problems in my separate one exercise that module I am attaching. So you go through that and do well and score good marks. Bye children.